Eliza was thrown backwards as if she were the one hit by the motion. Callie, thankfully, was still behind her and caught her before she fell. Stern had turned as the hand disappeared and took a shot at what it did, in fact, look like a gigantic metal-sheeted badger. The bullet ricocheted off the metal faceplate, narrowly missing the group of people by the stairs. The badger reared up as it twisted around the edge of the house, clawed hands in the air, and let out a deafening scream into the air. Badger. This creature is extremely aggressive. The Prowlers have trained these creatures for war purposes, used in battle due to their ability to regenerate and their deadly claws that are often imbued with the endless bleeding smell. This is a war badger. Use extreme caution. You have been noticed by this creature. You are in battle with this creature. Of course, this one would have a normal name, Philip yelled as he took a shot at the badger's chest, giving Stern a chance to retreat to the bottom of the steps where Philip was shooting from. Kane also took a shot at the badger's chest, but he had opted not to go to the stairs, though, and was out away from the bed. Dad! Josie screamed as she jumped past her mom and sister over the railing of the deck, landing a few steps away from her dad. Josie! Callie screamed as Josie stretched out to touch her dad's arm. Protection! Josie screamed as she touched Kane's arm. At the same moment Josie called out, a burst of magic shot from over Philip's head straight to the badger's face, making it scream louder into the air. A bar showed up over the badger. The bar wasn't full, but it also wasn't quite half either. Suddenly, Turbo came from behind Josie and Kane, and a bolt of glowing fire shot out of his forehead straight to the face of the still screaming badger. The health bar went yellow and dropped to just below half. The badger shook its head and came back down onto all four legs. It growled, then screamed at the humans and goats. Its health bar filled up to overhead. Stern screamed, heading for the back side of the deck. Philip backed up onto the deck, where Eliza was now on her feet and Callie behind her. Kane picked up Josie and raced with Stern behind the deck as Turbo turned and ran back towards his pen. Suddenly, a cloud of gray came up between the badger and those retreating. The badger growled but backed up, getting a mass of clouds in its face as it tried to swipe it away. Kane, seeing this, looked around. They couldn't stay where they were, but where could they go? He tapped Stern on the shoulder. Feel like climbing? Kane asked. I'm too old to climb onto your roof, Stern proclaimed quietly. No shit. No, get to the fort, Kane said as Stern's eyes went wide and he got up to move. Wait, Josie, can you put resistance on Stern? Josie looked from her dad to Stern, gave a blank stare, then touched Stern's arm. Stern felt the sensation go from his arm to the rest of his body. Thanks, kid, but get inside, Stern said, picking up Josie and hoisting her over the banister of the deck. Thanks, Stern. Kane sighed with relief as he saw his daughter disappear inside. Let's move. Stern and Kane rushed around the opposite corner of the house. Carly had put Gianna on the couch and told her to stay as she scrambled to remember where she had left the shotgun Kane had given her yesterday. She raced downstairs, grabbed the firearm, and on her way back up the stairs, Cassette nearly ran into her. Hero! Cassette yelled as she grabbed her mom's arm on the way past. What? Carly blurted out without slowing down. Carly passed Josie going into the house on her way out of the house. Carly momentarily paused, seeing the gray cloud in front of the badger. Then, catching herself, she pulled Philip the rest of the way up the stairs. Callie shoved Eliza past Carly and then turned to help drag Philip up the remaining stairs. Resistance! Callie yelled. Philip felt it go over him. Even his still oozing arm felt like it had something over it. Philip turned to look at the two women, then looked over the banister where his friends had been. He caught just Kane's feet as the two raced around the edge of the house. Get inside, Philip cried, trying to push the two women inside the house. No, Carly said, thinking Philip was going to stay outside by himself. Get inside, Philip yelled, shoving hard enough that the three of them tumbled inside. Philip got up quickly and pushed the door shut.